Airlines routinely overbook flights because often a percentage of travelers are no-shows. If an airline overbooks, it offers cash to volunteers willing to give up their seats. If there aren't enough volunteers, it must involuntarily bump people. Who's been overbooking the most? From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. American Airlines led the pack, overbooking nearly 5,000 passengers between January and June of this year. Southwest, about 4,300. Frontier, about 4,200. Those big numbers compare with just 112 people who had to be asked to leave their seats by United, two by Delta. But that doesn't really tell the whole story. So while Delta only involuntarily bumped two people, it compensated 58,000. Delta, for example, recently offered a friend of mine $2,000 to give up his seat between New York City and Minneapolis-St. Paul. Frontier did by far the worst job at luring passengers with cash. It bumped two people for every three that voluntarily gave up their seat. American only bumped one person for every 6.5 volunteers. Airlines must pay at least four times the price of your ticket if you're delayed 2 hours or more. Negotiate hard. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.